Blog Talk Radio.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am. So many stories. Got no one to tell them to, it's true, I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain top, swam all across.
Welcome to Down the Tubes, Really Random Stuff with Ms. Starco. I am your host, Sky, and this is a team of voices. It's a radio show brought to you by a group on allpoetry.com, the largest poetry site in the world. And as always, I'd like to say thank you to Kevin and his crew for all they do. Also, a special thank you to Deborah Lee for running the group and the Blog Talk page so we can share our voices of poetry life. Tonight, it is my official day back doing the shows on every second Tuesday of the month here at Team of Voices. I'm really excited. I usually give out a lot of homework and make you guys do a little research and learn a little. Today, I turn the tables for a special Valentine's Day event, and I ask you guys to bring me fun facts about love, chemistry, anything you wanted, and also a poem. So we do have some callers. We have lots of poetry. We have some audio clips, and we have some people here already live. So I'm going to let people on. Actually, before I do that, a little bit about the opening music. It was by Brandi Carlile. Absolutely love her. It was called The Story. Some of you may know it from, it gained a lot of popularity with the Grey's Anatomy version. But a little bit about Brandi Carlile. She was born 1981. She's an American singer-songwriter and producer whose music spans many genres, including folk, rock, alternative, country, Americana, and classic rock. As of 2001 and 2021, Carlile has released 7 studio albums. She has received 9 Grammy Awards and earned 25 Grammy nominations, including 1 for Fire Witch's Daughter in 2015, 6 for By the Way, I Forgive You in 2018, and 3 for her work as producer and songwriter for Tanya Tucker's album While I'm Living in 2019, and 10 for In These Silent Days. She's absolutely brilliant. If you don't know who she is, definitely check her out. And I am going to let on our callers. We've got a few of them here. Hello, Raconteur.
Hello. Happy Valentine's
How are you
Day.
Tonight? Happy Valentine's Day. Did you have a good one?
Yeah, well, the worst thing you could do on Valentine's Day, I went to the dentist, but it was all right.
That's so weird. So did my friend. Yeah, how uncanny. Did they do a good job? They say you had clean teeth?
Yeah.
Good. I had sweets. They were just, I was just dying all day at school. Just everywhere I turned, there were sweets. And then I thought I escaped, and then I'm leaving the building, and there was a teacher who was like, wait, you forgot your bag. All the kids got me Valentine's Day, and I'm like, no. It's so sweet, though. All right, we also have Hatter.
Hello. Now, you know.
How are you?
The worst thing you could do on Valentine's Day is make it your anniversary.
Yeah.
Because it could ruin it for the rest of the day. That's all right.
Deborah knows. Friend, not because it was Valentine's Day, but it just happens to be that he flew over here from England. My friend's anniversary is actually on Valentine's Day. And they've been married for a while, so they've worked it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I was 25 years I was married.
Oh, was your anniversary on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it was.
Oh. Well, good thing you're here celebrating with us, so you know you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, you're
going to have to make new memories.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, we were in the same year, the same day, with the East Coast, West Coast time difference at the same time within 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are cutting it close.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
All right. I've got one more caller, and I've been gone for so long. This might be Adam. Hello.
Yes, it's Adam. Hello.
Oh, great. You got it right. How are you tonight?
I'm groovy. I'm cool. So all right. How are you doing?
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm doing good.
Sending candy. You were trying to avoid, huh? Sending sweets. So.
I know.
I love that. That's
yeah,
so
and
cute,
it was...
though.
Yeah. It wasn't just the candy. I walked in. And they had a whole staff breakfast with about every carb you can imagine.
carbs is the enemy, right?
It was so good. There were like donuts, monkey bread. I mean, you name it. It was there. It was so nice for them to put it together, though. It was really, I mean, like there was orange juice. There was a huge spread. It was quite a sitting they had, but yeah. And then I'm in like different types of special programs for kids that struggle a little bit. So I'm out of the classroom a lot helping. And then in each one of those classrooms, they brought in something too special. And then plus the classrooms, I'm like, everywhere I turn, there's a cookie. So I can't run from them. It was good, though. The kids had a good time. But you guys brought me some poetry. Did you guys bring me some facts? Did you do all your homework or half your homework?
It depends on what facts you want, if they're related to the poem or not. We can talk about the same Valentine's Day math before.
Yeah, so you're supposed to bring me chemistry fun facts, because I usually make you guys research stuff. So I thought if you guys know any fun facts about chemistry or, you know, it has to be PG-13, okay? So let's keep it clean.
Yeah,
I can't do that. But Pretty Bird is going to call later. She was like a killing me sky. But so make sure that when you're giving over your facts, you're keeping it PG-13.
Oh, I have one. Oh, but wait a minute. No. It depends if I can allude, if I can make an allusion to something and not actually say. So it's something about, so there's this Tool song called 4 Degrees, and this is very loosely, there's 4 degrees of difference separation between two cavities. That's all.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right.
That's saying about as much as I can say.
See, because I mentioned the dentist, you had to bring up cavities.
So I watched this documentary, and this might give you an idea. I watched this documentary, and it talks about how kissing actually, when you kiss somebody, the chemicals in your body actually bond themselves to the other person's DNA when you kiss a lot. And that's why.
Wow, that's a beautiful thought.
I'm sorry, I had to sneeze there for a minute. That's why your body connects itself so closely with another person, and it's why it's so important that you actually keep kissing your partner, because it chemically and physically bonds them to their with their DNA, with the other person.
So does it matter where,
does it matter where
you kiss them?
In the mouth. Brackentor, PG-13.
I no, I mean like in the restaurant, in the bedroom.
It's just the chemical exchange. So,
but mouth kissing, right? Not pecs.
Why does it go in the gutter right away? I mean, I'm talking about where and you you went straight to the body. That's all right. I'm feigning innocence.
He's feigning innocence. Go ahead, Adam. What?
I was wondering if there's a length. Was there a length of time they studied that it has to partake within? Like, obviously, it can't be a peck on the lips. It has to be open mouth to exchange that.
I think it's over a period of time. So I think it's over a series of a period of time. Like the length you're with someone, you know. I would imagine it would be, you know, a period of time. I don't know exactly. It's been a long time since I watched that documentary, but, you know, there's all types of things. Plus, there's also the things about love language and things like that. So when you guys start pulling out facts, if you guys have any, I would think about those things. But I want to thank you, Adam, for dropping down Rack and Tour for him. And I think I'm going to open with Rack and Tour. Yeah, and then we'll get to you, and then to Hatter, and I've got them all in the studio, which is exciting because I was struggling a bit. I was riding the struggle bus trying to get these in the studio. But okay, Rack and Tour. Mr. Feigning Innocence. Do you have any fun facts before your poem?
Yeah, nothing I can think of offhand. I mean, we didn't get any real conversation started, and the idea of forever and infinity and things like that, it's more mathematical than anything. I don't know that I can off the cuff yet. You'll get me started, I'm
okay.
Sure, but right
yeah,
now I'm
sure
quiet.
Okay. All right, so the poem's on the board, and is this the Hurt Locker? Oh, it's a love poem. Okay. I still love them all. All right, here we go.
Forever by Raconteur. Forever is all there is, our memories will always last. Forever is all there was, haunted by a livid past. Forever is what was said to me. God, time flew by so fast. Our future was forever. I wanted it to last. The growing hope forever. Till now the die was cast. Distance grown far too vast. And now I stand alone, aghast. Together we were in each endeavor. Except the thought, the concept, forever. So believe in forever. In ties you cannot sever. And dream about the morrow, for that's what there is to come. Believe in our future, else there will be none. End poem.
Absolutely beautiful. I do love your Hurt Locker, but I do love your other poetry too. And this was delightful. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, that word kind of sticks in your craw sometimes, or at least mine, in the sense of, you know, people talk about love and falling in love and this and that and the pull and the push. And then, you know, a lot of times they dismiss it like nothing. And that just, you know, doesn't work for me. It demeans the word, you know. It's like people that drop the F-bomb every other word. It doesn't have the same meaning. But, you know, the same thing when you talk about, you know, being in love with someone or having feelings for someone. You know, that's not a fleeting thing. I mean, the relationship may grow, it may change, it may evolve. But, you know, once you have those feelings for someone, you know, fight or no fight, you know, infidelity or whatever, they're still under your skin in a way that's you know, indelible to me. You know, it's like you can't change it. It happened. And it's almost like trying to deny it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And what I love most about this, Rack, is the sense of hope. And the way that you write, you know, together we were in each other's and in each endeavor, meaning in everything that we hope to accomplish, everything we hope to become separately, and while you're involved in linking yourself to one another, there's a beauty in that belief. There is a power in the dream. And I liked the old language that you put with the morrow, of course, and how you speak of the future, and how if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe in your commitment, there will be none. And I really liked how you had stated that towards the end. And and the power of words, which I believe you're speaking of, right? The power that words can have, and I guess not giving them too loosely and really thinking about when you're meaning it. And there's so many who are just like, bye, I love you, you know, on the phone, and they stop. Sometimes you say it and you stop thinking about what you're saying. And it's important to put your thought behind each word. It's just absolutely brilliant. Thank you for bringing it tonight, Rack.
I agonized over which one I was going to give you. I didn't want to kill you with the Hurt Locker, but at the same time, I couldn't find something romantic enough that was like, it's not right. So I went
perfect.
With that one.
This is absolutely perfect. Yeah. I'm getting some comments, though. Hatter, and what do you think?
Yeah, I think it. Everything you guys have been talking about, including what you said, Sky, was the bonding. If the when they kiss, when a couple kisses, they bond their DNA together. It makes sense, and it defines the difference between a couple that stays together because they grow apart. They quit kissing. They just stay for convenience till one dies and the other one goes on cruises the rest of their life. The other scenario is that they remain kissing and they still in love, madly in love the rest of their life, and one dies, the other follows, usually. My roommate's parents died 3 months between each other, and I know it was a broken heart. But
which is an actual medical phenomenon.
And it makes sense, everything you guys are talking about, you know, the bonding. When the kissing stops, the bond grows apart. Chemically, too.
Thank you. Excellent comment. And, Rack, I'm going to come back to you on that broken heart. I want to get you the comment, so and welcome on a caller. Adam, what do you think?
I second his sentiment, definitely, and the idea of what he said in his, just talking or speaking, besides the point that he was taking from his poem, is that he believes in it forever. Like, it's not something that you just, once I love you, I love you. It's not something I can turn off. It's not a switch, in spite of whatever, like he said, you know, infidelity, argument, a mistake, or good times or bad or ugly. In separation, divorce, whatever, I'm still going to love that person. I totally feel like I feel that too. And I agree, you know, sometimes the word love can be dropped so loosely. It's like, oh, you know, this raging love or flower bond, then it's like a couple's over as fast as it started. You know, and it's like, well, was it really love then? I mean, you're already, whatever. Not to judge harshly or whatever, but I always feel like, it's, you're going to go through ups and downs, and there's this idea that love is a choice. So I wonder how much that plays in. That, yes, it's a chemical reaction, and there is, that sort of aspect that can happen when, you see someone you love, there's reactions that happen within you, surface reactions that can be read, the dilation of pupils, blushing of the skin. It's not even necessarily just from embarrassment, right? You can, get hot. You can get, heated. You know, your body temperature rises. And not even in the aspect of arousal, if I can say that word, I don't know. It feels very clinical, so I should be able to say it.
Sounds like
you're okay.
I think it's, some things are used too loosely, and it's not a fleeting thing. It's a concrete thing, like you were talking about, Sky. That how did you exactly explain? There's a power to it. It's a force almost that is separate from just our ideal. Anyway, it's a great piece, and I loved it, and I appreciated being able to help Rat get it up and all that jazz. It was fun.
I appreciate it too. Thank you. Excellent comment. And I don't know if Sweet had heard it. I know she's in a bit of she's on a date, I believe. Hi, Sweet.
Ooh. Hi. I did not hear it. Sorry.
Okay, so let me just say my no, it's okay, I didn't think you did. Let me just say my final thank you, Raconteur. Absolutely
okay.
Loved it. And I loved the pick. And Sweet, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
You're out for Chinese?
Yeah.
Well, save me some crab ragoon. That's my favorite.
Are you eating in a balloon?
She's probably like on the side of the building trying to read a poem out in the cold. Let's let this girl go. I appreciate you taking the time, Sweet, to call, even on your Valentine's date. That's commitment to me. Thank you.
Well, actually, I'm headed to the Chinese date, and I'm in the car, so hopefully things don't go crazy with, moving. So,
okay.
Happy Valentine's to everybody. Some of my favorite people are on this line, so happy Valentine's to all. my beautiful girl in the attic, and my Adams and my Hatters and my raconteur. So I'm very excited. So this is called Love Me Into Bitterness. Whispers in the wind interrupt my silence. Shackles of pain, I break the chains of you. Red teeth. Memories of monstrosities. Whistle melancholy tunes from guilty lips. Say the Holy Trinity, die in peace tonight. The solitary train runs on one track, grinding and smashing brain cells. Sad echoes, conductor wails. All aboard, welcome to feast on my hell. Silence has no golden tone, screeching sounds of rusty trombones, broken nails on chalkboard. Insists I conform to the norm. Alone in solitude, a time to reflect. Silence is an enemy left to breed insecurity in the depths of loneliness where I hear myself lose. Let me scream at midnight moon, alive, confused, with wishes I choose, alone and listen to the rambling of doubt. Convincing me to leave my pain forever here on earth, I will leave you, crushing the soul that loves me into bitterness and hope.
Excellent work. I loved the intro, the very dark tones in it, and not quite what I expected, but I love that as well. I think the part for me that I really started my favorite lines, my favorite section, although it was all really well done, was the part when you get down to the alone in my solitude, a time to reflect. It kind of seems like the speaker was coming into their own at that point, kind of taking control and taking the reins of ultimately up until then what was happening to them, and kind of saying, you know, this is my life and I'm going to take the reins now. Even though it still had those dark tones, it seemed the speaker had more control, you know, in the depths of the loneliness, you know, and then all the way down to, which I also loved, the wishes I choose. And I think sometimes, for me, solitude is a time to reflect, to kind of center myself. And, you know, this is, I think, done in a bit of extreme and perhaps metaphor and used in fiction, but even when taken down to the base, to the root of it, reflection and time to be alone and find those peaceful moments to kind of gather oneself, I think is really important. And that's kind of what I saw here in these two stanzas. And kind of saying, I'm going to let go of what is taking over, what is leaving me in bitterness. I'm going to let it go rather than hold on to it. And I think those core messages are absolutely brilliant to bring into this piece. Really well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm going to get my first comment from Rack.
you know, I never... think of you as being the type of person that would leave. I see you a big person when it comes to commitment and things like that, and embracing something and going with your decisions and fixing what's broken and things like that. So that caught me a little off guard, but the emotion and the feeling behind it was very familiar. You know, you do it in a beautiful way. I had to smile when you got down to the line with the rusty trombone. It's just, you know, the imagery that you conjure in my brain sometimes is just, it's visceral. I really enjoy your work, and this is no exception. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Rack.
Excellent comment, Rack. And Hatter?
Yeah, It reminded me this time of there are people that are dream stompers. And this sounds like this is a result of a dream stomper. I don't get it when people fall. They say if they're in love and enough to get married, even if they find that wrong, they still have those feelings at one time. And then to hate them, it just blows me away. One-sided love is no fun either. It's not always voluntarily or a choice. Sometimes you can be in love with somebody that you're not with, do the same things to you. But this is a good right. Thanks, sweet.
Excellent commentator. Thank you. And Adam?
This is, it's like the last few things I keep saying. It's like, this is my new favorite. What I love about this, what I got, what I got is that it's not specifically about any one person. In my feelings, it was part of the cathartic process of trying to heal and change and cleanse yourself through that catharsis of those echoes of past, which, could include all kinds of people, like a very, it's like even with the picture, it kind of paints that, you're exercising the demons and ghosts that haunt you and tell you, even if they're invented and you never even heard them, maybe, the feel you got, or if you, suffered any type of emotional manipulation or abuse, can create false narratives and voices in your head that haunt you all your, so much of your life. And when you cleanse that, when you begin to tell that, no, that is not that, that's not me, or that's not who I am, to those voices, speaking back and fighting back, I get that. But it's painful because also there's some sort of identity clutch or connection to that. And sometimes, it's a grieving process of self, who we thought we were and who, and who may sometimes grieving for who we maybe could have been. And things of that nature, I get like all that really through this, in a very kind of haunting tale of, a haunting telling of like introspection and the process of healing. I thought it was amazing.
Thank you, Adam, very much. Excellent comment, Hatter. I mean, Adam, I'm sorry. And before you go, because I don't know if Pretty Bird heard, hello, Pretty Bird.
Hello, and yes, I did. So I got here just in time to hear my tweet. I'm assuming it's my turn to comment, yes?
Yes. I thought you were just going to go. Yeah, what do you think?
I absolutely love this. It's heartbreaking, and it feels like destiny because my mind just goes there. The solitary train runs on one track, grinding and smashing brain cells. You know, that those whole two stanzas, that one and the one beneath it, I mean, it's unfortunate how things linger, bad things especially, because, joy tends to be fleeting. But those things that grind into us, that carve pieces of us out, leaving that gaping place for us to sit and spin on the truth that must be in the sharp blade of those words or those actions, and you ruminate and it drives you nuts. And at the end, when you are where it's all, let me scream at midnight moons, alive, confused with wishes I choose, alone and listen to the rambling of doubt, convincing me to leave my pain forever here on earth. So, there are several ways to quiet the sounds of insanity, and getting through it is torture in and of itself if you even have a moment to get out from under their thumb. And death is blissful when the only option is that wailing in your head. So I absolutely loved how vivid and haunting this is, and how dark it is, and this too shall linger. So I'm very, very glad that I called in time to hear it.
Thank you, Pretty Bird. Thank you, Pretty
my
Bird.
My pleasure,
excellent.
My darling.
And happy Valentine's Day, Pretty Bird.
And happy Valentine's Day.
All right, guys.
So
I'm going to leave my time.
Do you want me to plug? Do you have anything you want to plug first, or?
My show is on Thursday. I hope everybody can show up. It's going to be fabulous. That's about all I got to say. Remember, it's at 11 Eastern Standard Time instead of 10. Just come dance in the blood of my broken heart. It should be a fabulous show. I've got some great poems in the contest already. Come join me. Let's go have some fun in the blood of my broken heart. It's going to be a great show. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Awesome.
Bye, Tina.
Thank you.
Bye.
She's got. I bet Raph has some poems for that.
One or two
in the Hurt Locker. All right, Pretty Bird, did you have a good day? I didn't really get a proper hello because I wanted
hello.
To get sweet.
How
have you been?
A very interesting day. Lots and lots going on. I just got home a little while ago, and I'm late because my husband decided to cook a fabulous meal, and, you know, you can't rush the special things. so, you know, I have no complaints. I'm not much for Valentine's Day. Ribeyes and you know. So it was good. It was good. I'm not a big fan of Valentine's Day. I mean, I love, and, you know, and I'm all for celebrating, you know, those who love you and those who you love in whatever faction because, you know, and I still do for my kids that most of, you know, my oldest is 24. He still gets Valentine's hearts. All my kids get Valentine's hearts, just like I did my whole life for my mom. So, you know, it's not just all romance and whatnot. But I tend to not like the crowd and not do that. But I have been very surprised today. And so I'm in a good mood. How was your Valentine's Day?
That makes me happy. It was good. I was at school. And everybody had treats everywhere I turned. It was just, they were haunting me with, they were running after me with treats. And then I did laundry. So, I mean, it was really exciting. and then I went to go have like a little date chat with my goddaughter. She wanted me to show her. She was like, I rearranged my room and I want you to come look at it and sit down in my comfy chair. You know, she's really proud of her space. So I did that, and then I ended up coming home with her, right? So I'm like, listen, if Auntie's going to come over and have a date chat, I can't bring you home every time. But she was really given the pouty face pretty hard. I couldn't say no. And apparently it's for 2 days. She was very, I know, I folded like a, I don't even know what the saying is, but it was quick. I was like, no, Mom isn't going to want to pack you. I have to go. I have my show. We're not even going to be able to spend time. She's like, I'll set up the air mattress myself, and I'll just play on my tablet and go to sleep. And I'm like, you really want to go?
You know, she puts up a good argument.
I know. She's like, don't worry. And then she goes, and then tomorrow I could sleep over all day and we'll have all day to spend together. And I'm just like, all right. So we gave in. And she was right. She put up her air mattress and she's already asleep. So she wasn't lying.
Aww. She's so good.
All right. So I am going to, Adam, I unmuted you. I think it's fixed. Thank you, Adam. Your line was echoing a bit, so I don't hear it now. Thank you. Is anybody like in a rush?
No.
Kenny, please.
Okay.
Never mind.
Kenny, please.
I'm going to actually play an audio from someone who's not here, and then I'm going to jump into Adams, and kind of do it like that. I think I only have two audios of people, three that aren't here, but I'll integrate them into people that aren't here. And don't forget, I asked for facts. So keep those thinking.
I have
oh,
facts.
Brack, before.
Oh, okay.
Did you think of one?
Yeah, but you were going to say something to Rack. I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah, my line always lags because I live out by cows.
I live out by trees and rivers, so I feel you. I have a lot of farms around me, too. Rack was saying, I was reading something about what Rack had said about the broken heart, so I wanted to give Rack the floor for a moment, if you wanted it, to expand on that.
Well, you know, Hatter had mentioned the fact that, you know, they're when older couples, sometimes when one passes away, the other one literally dies of a broken heart not too long after. And I'm sure that's part of what Pretty Bird had in her set of facts, too. That's one of the things that, you know, people, I won't say recently, but, you know, they discovered that connection, you know, that there's, I won't call it a dependence, but just... just a symbiosis between the two people that just, you know, it's almost like, what's the point anymore? And the body gives up. And you know, they've proven that happens in some cases. It literally, there's a valve or something. You literally die of heartbreak.
Yeah, I was reading something, that was a little bit more, they did some scientific levels, and it's brought on by, like, stressful or extreme emotions triggered by, you know, physical illness or surgery, or it could also be triggered by emotion, sadness. So it's pretty, I mean, emotions can really affect your body, and stress, definitely, so... All right, I've got Stephen up, and then I'm going to get to Pretty Bird's facts. So I'm going to kind of put like a little bit of facts, a little bit of poetry. So save your fact, Pretty Bird. I'm excited to see what it was because I know you were like, why are the PG-13 rules? But we did. here is Stephen 76.
Feed the Love by Stephen 76. When you find true love, hold on to it. Don't let it go. In order to do this, you must feed the love. Talk a lot. Listen all the time. Trust. Be honest. Hide nothing, even if it hurts. For if it is true love, it will survive. True love will not survive lies, narcissism, righteousness, closed minds, mental walls, jealousy, mistrust. All these things will starve love, and it will die. So if you find true love, feed the love. End poem.
Absolutely brilliant. And I think we all happen to know that he has found his true love. So congratulations on that. And for feeding it and continuing to help it grow through all the years that you've been together, because I know that it's quite a long time. And this poem, I like how it's set up. I like how there's lots of space in between the words. I think when you're reading it, when you're listening to it, you can still hear his pace, but especially when you're looking at the page, he's really putting a focus on each line. Talk a lot. You know, there's that pause, there's that chewing of words, that taking time to really understand it and digest it, the advice, you know, all the time, trust, be honest. And I think it's great advice, and I think people can't hear it enough. And I like how he says, feed the love, and it's almost like when you're, you know, the sunshine feeds the flowers, feeds the grass, you know, and watching it bloom. And true love will not survive, through lies or narcissism and righteousness, closed minds. I also like how he speaks of, even though sometimes it can be uncomfortable and sometimes it hurts to be honest, but that's a key to a successful relationship. And sometimes for people breaking down their walls or perhaps sharing things that, you know, a mistake, you know, mistakes we're not all perfect. Sometimes sharing our imperfections is difficult, but it's important in that process of a relationship. And I think that he says it very well. Thank you, Stephen, for bringing this poem and for giving me the audio to play. I appreciate you. And Rock, what do you think?
I want to shout out to Jeffrey Dahmer. No, I thought it was a great piece. The ideas and that he talks about in a relationship, you know, they say common sense isn't common anymore. People just overlook the fact that, you know, just having a conversation with someone, like he says, even if it's difficult, you know, it's still something that needs to come out. And, you know, if it doesn't happen, it turns into a whole mess of crap. And, you know, it's impossible to live with. And there really is great, you know, relationship advice. And the key to, you know, any, I think, good relationship is that communication that he's talking about. Because he's a bit of a foodie too. So when I heard Feed the Love, I thought he was going to talk about, you know, making, you know, ribeyes for his wife or something, or shrimp cocktails, you know, something, you know, nummy. But, you know, this is, I guess, mentally nummy. So it's a lovely piece and, you know, great advice. And, you know, I hope you have many more years together.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Rack. And Hatter?
Yes, guy. I check your messages. This is the Stay Together Handbook, right? It's good advice. It's sound. It's good to hear now and then. I tend to forget. And it's good to know that love bond's still out there. Thank you.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Hatter. And Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love this too. I like the effect of the visual, you know, the way it's printed, the way it's written, the way it's read, and to convey that idea of taking your time, as you said, chewing on the thought of the things he says, and the sage advice from somebody that you almost feel like I'm sure I can trust that they kind of know what they're talking about. You know what I mean? So, you know, you can always look to those that have made it work, probably know, you know, have been through it. You know, experience says a lot in all facets of things. And it's worth listening to. And like Ash said, it's like the playbook. This is how you, I like that thought in a funny way. Yeah, you know, if it's not always so cut and dry or simple, but in some ways I guess it is, you know. The removal of self, you know, from kind of the equations almost, you know, can, I like it, and comment.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Adam. And Pretty Bird.
Yeah, I kind of love how just the spaces in between the sections read like bullet points. It's almost like one of those wall plaques you see, like a recipe for love, add a pinch of this and a dash of that. And I kind of love that feeling because it's rooted in truth. And speaking of which, I'm one of those people that is honesty above all else, because without that, you can't. How can you trust anyone if you yourself aren't honest? You know, so that is, to me, the foundation of everything. And he's absolutely right. There is a lot of truth in here, and it's absolutely good advice for a long-standing relationship. There are a lot of in a lot of situations, the thing that I look at this and I reflect back and, you know, whatever experience I may have, is that we can all listen and we can all speak. It ebbs and flows. We can't be all of it all of the time. We can't be open and honest while blurting everything out there while trying to listen to somebody else. You know, there's that respect to take turns and not talk over each other, which is a very big thing because I'm a talker and it's very easy for me to talk over people, which is unfortunate. But there's that ebb and flow. You know, sometimes you're the one that needs to lean on somebody, and sometimes your partner is the one that needs to lean on you. So, you know, dynamics change a little bit, but through it all, if there is that willingness to be open, to be honest enough to be able to trust somebody with the worst pieces of yourself, you know, the rest of it is easy by comparison. So I absolutely appreciate that.
Excellent comment, Pretty Bird. And thank you, Stephen, for the piece. All right, Pretty Bird, I'm calm now. I was a little frazzled at the beginning of the show because I was running around trying to get some stuff done. And then I had a knocker at my door last minute. But I think we're in a calm space now.
And you wonder, your hot water heater hasn't blown up yet.
No. My mother's did. I don't know if I... My mother had a really big flood when the temperatures went plummeted in her new apartment, but that's settled too. It's been a little chaotic, but no floods lately. Knock on wood. Pretty. I don't even want to hear that word anymore. Pretty Bird, I'm excited to hear your fact.
Okay, I have this lovely little thing that. I've known for a long time, so, you know, y'all may have heard this, but it is that it has been scientifically proven that dark chocolate especially mimics the same effects in your brain as love does. So that's sad to us, all the dopamine and oxytocin and all of that good stuff. So, you know, maybe that's why people give chocolate on Valentine's Day. Who knows? But it's dark chocolate specific. But what I found most interesting let me see what else I can learn, is that, you know, when they have, when they look at the spectral images of the brain and it lights up in different colors and whatnot, not only is love absolutely a drug, it lights up all the same receptors and all the same colors as cocaine. So there is that. And and love at first sight, like that chemical reaction that lights up the brain can happen in 5/1000th of a second. So scientifically, the idea of love at first sight does exist, and it's more predominant in men because they're visually minded where women are not. So who knew? They fall in love fast,
love
even if they have commitment issues. So, you know.
I love that fact. I did hear about the lighting up. I did hear that somewhere about the lighting up the same receptors as drugs. But I did not know all the other ones. And what was it? 5/100,000? Which one is it?
5/1000th of a second.
Five one thousandth.
That's I mean, that is instant. You know, about as instant as things can get.
I love it. I love when people tell me facts. I might just make you guys do homework every time. No, just kidding. Next month, the normal down the tubes three prompts will be back. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to be lazy this time, and they're going to teach me some stuff. So I'm excited. Okay, I have Adam on the board, and I have a audio for him. So I'm going to put this up.
In the rain, side by side, we walk the light in the heaviest downpours, hand in hand until smiles align, alleviation of pain, brushed aside, the shade of sorrow from her eyes, they glow dim in humble flickers, I'll never forget her. We danced, we laughed, we touched, in secret places we didn't even understand, or know we're there, many don't. Connection deeper than your own soul. But there in the hot summer rain, we didn't care. We took our time in the desert monsoon as it rolled in and out. Like breathing humidity, no one around but her and I. We were the only fools who walked in storms and laughed as it roared by. I see her grin, even now, coy and beguiling by basis like a sarcastic play of tones. Her laugh was worth fighting for like home, healing to a heart as mine, always so blue in its lonesome woe. She clung to me, wet and dripping, I see the smoldering in her eyes. Our body turns the rain to steam. As years passed away, I've always walked slow in the rain, and even slower in dreams.
That background was absolutely amazing. Was that, did you play that, or was it an overlay of something else?
Yeah, that was my futile attempt.
So that was you play? Oh, I love that even better. Absolutely brilliant. This has to be one of my favorite ones, Adam, and I've read a lot from you, and I really love a lot. I mean, I say that, but then next week you might bring something, and I'm going to say, this is my favorite. But I'm prone to do that. But I really loved this. I love the slow kind of walk that you took with this. And it was like a slow walk in the rain. And the guitar, the way that the guitar was strumming, it was almost like the pattering of the rain, which I really loved that kind of echo effect. And the part where, where was it? Right here. We danced, we laughed, we touched. I mean, there was just this sweetness about it, and then the bringing in the connection deeper than your own soul. I really loved that as well. And the hot summer rain, we didn't care. We took our time in the desert monsoon. This was such beautiful language. And when you're speaking of as it rolled in and out, like breathing humidity, I thought that was gorgeous. I can't stress enough how it was like breathing in and breathing out, and you were saying that language, but it also felt like that when you were reading it and when I was listening to the track overlaying it, which was really nice. And I liked the reflection of the past. You know, this is something that happened before, but you're connecting this emotion, these thoughts to something, and then connecting it to perhaps every time it rains. You know, I see her grin every now, even now, coy and beguiling, which made me smile as well. And then coming down all the way to the end, even slower in dreams, what a way to, you know, bring us out of that. And no matter how far we go forward, we're always going to have that past that we see, that we connect with, and that it's a piece of our heart. And I think that's kind of what you were saying earlier, too, and connected to what you were saying, that once you love someone, they're there forever. And the relationships might change, but there's still a piece of you that might still always love them, even though, you know, the relationship obviously would be over and you tuck it away and you put it away. And when you truly love someone, you love them as a person, not just for what they're giving you or you're giving them at that time. And I see that in your piece and in your work. Really well done. Thank you.
Oh, my God, thank you.
And Raconteur, what do you think?
First, I got to yell at you because I think the guitar was just a little too close. The level needed to be a little lower, more background. But it was gorgeous. And like Sky said, I like the idea of mirroring of what could be considered like raindrops or rainfall of the guitar. I thought that was perfect. Excellent choice in accompaniment. It just was a little overpowering to your read, and should have been on a lower track. But setting that aside, again, the thoughts that you offer up too were absolutely beautiful. You know, the idea of tears and rain and whatnot, they naturally go together. It's almost like, you know, the universe is echoing your sadness, and that's what's really crying, or happiness, because, you know, there are tears of joy. as infrequently as we write about it. The catching of her smile to knowing the memory of that moment is resonating. That's also a beautiful insight. When you talk about that kind of a walk, it's almost like you're not noticing the rain. It's just it's there, but it's got nothing to do with what's going on between you. You know, you're in your own little world, and that's a beautiful feeling. That's hard to capture. So you do tell a lovely tale. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Rack.
Excellent comment, Rack. And Hatter?
Yeah, same line. We're the only fools who walked in the storms. That's a great line. You get silly. That puppy love thing. And then the very next line is, I see her grin even now, which immediately you get the loss. Tell the heartbreakers I was here.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah.
Excellent comment, Hatter. And Pretty Bird.
Yeah, I love that line. I see her grin even now. It hangs in the air. Even before you explain that the coy and beguiling, even before you go to the imagery, that I see her grin even now is wonderfully wistful and kind of echoes in the reader's past loves. You know, it kind of in an instant makes you flip through, images in your head of all the smiles you don't see anymore. So I really enjoyed that. A couple of verses later, she clung to me wet and dripping. I see the smoldering in her eyes. Our body heat turns the rain to steam. Okay. In that, there is a wonderful hang where you don't need to go into the detail of what comes next or how impassioned that was. You don't need to describe any of it. It is felt in the kind of giddiness of memory and the weight of that one line that I had mentioned before. So I kind of really thought it was a brilliant move on your part to not want to go further into the, impassioned side of things, because, it's hard not to, especially if it's a real memory. So I really, really enjoyed that. I will say this about the way you play. The first time I heard you when you were playing in the background and we were talking, I was like, ask Rack, that the next day I was like, let me just tell you, I half the time I couldn't hear what he was saying, because all I could hear was that music, and I swear to God, it made me feel things. Because the way you play is beautiful. It's kind of like this natural thing. It doesn't try to be anything other than what it is, and it carries emotion with it. So I love that you added that to this. It was a little loud, but it takes – there's a learning curve to recording poetry that even I with my 100 plus have not mastered. So, but it was a beautiful, beautiful piece to lay down and vibe to. So that was just lovely.
Oh, thank you so much. That's
If I may, one more little thing, because my grammar nerd is killing me. I can overlook the choice for the not to capitalize your eyes, but you don't put apostrophes in any of your contractions, and you're driving me nuts. Okay, it's out of my system. I'm good.
You're in. You should see me text. I'm in the world's worst text.
Well,
Rack, you're probably
texting.
Lucky that I can't text you. I'm just saying. I mean, it's really bad. I have Grammarly, and I keep switching my phone text to Grammarly. I'm like, I'm just an awful texter. And I use speech to text, and it never knows what I'm saying. It's awful. Thank you so much, Pretty Bird. And was it Adam who did the cover for Radiohead? I can't remember.
Yes, it was. That was.
Was it? Yeah, I loved that.
Yes, the feisty piece. Yes.
And I was like, oh, I don't like when anybody covers Radiohead. And I was very happy with that. Yeah, I remember. Really well done. let's welcome Wayne. And Wayne is never late. He arrives exactly when he needs to.
I'm always late for more. How are you doing there, Pat?
Hello, Wayne. How are you? Happy
fine,
Valentine's
fine.
Day.
Good, fight. Good to be here.
Good, good. All right. I have got, Wayne, I've got Hatter on the board. What kind of time are you looking at?
Oh, I don't have any time schedule right now. I'm going to stay until you go home.
Great, okay. All right, awesome. All right, Hatter, you have the board, and thank you again so much, Adam. It was wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
You're so welcome.
Hatter? Hatter?
Unmuted.
All right. Okay.
Unmuted. Okay, I got it. Hey, St. Valentine's was beheaded by the Romans. He was a beekeeper. You wanted facts, so I gave you facts. Hatter's love song. I chose this one to share. Goes like this. In fact, Sky, could you read it? I'm having trouble with my eyes.
I do. Give me one second. Yeah, of course. Okay. Give me 1 second. All right. This is called A Hatter's Love Song by Jay Hatter. She sat on the stump of a wonderful tree. So perfect a vision she gazed back at me. The eyes of a goddess, a smile from beyond. She whispers the tune of a hatter's love song. Keeping close to the shadows at night, the castle of a queen, she vowed to fight. For killing her kind, she will never forgive, to kill the queen as long as she lives. That night, so dark she failed to see, waiting for her was the queen's army. Her wings, they clipped when she tried, a memory of when Wonderland died. My wife could only look to her past. She joined her kind, her wishes at last. So I wander the kingdom in my sordid dreams, searching the forest for my lover's wings, to keep for all to remember her by, so they might watch as she flies by, the glow you see as the darkness nears. The fireflies gather when she appears. Her eyes I see in the sky of stars, so her gaze won't seem so ever far, to guide me along each night of rain, to hold me through these days of pain. I know only of a future to be, alone till death to be set free, to know of things not ever so sad, mistaken, in tales I'll always be mad. End poem.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a beautiful piece. And I loved the intertwining of fantasy with something that's, if I'm correct, standing so close, rooted in reality. And, even if it isn't your story, it could be somebody's story. And I think that's the great thing about poetry and fantasy and fiction, kind of taking that Wonderland spin in the characters of the Red Queen and the White Rabbit, but twisting them into a reality. I think one of the most prominent stanzas to me was that night so dark she failed to see, waiting for her own was the queen's army. And when you come down to the eclipse when she tried, a memory of when Wonderland died, and then going straight to my wife could only look to her past, she's joined her kind wishes at last. I mean, this brings such a melancholy feeling. And I really loved how you wove it. It was great storytelling. The rhyme was spot on. It just reads so smoothly, but it also brings, I think, a piece of you with the Mad Hatter, obviously. And it makes me think of something that might be more personal, but might be easier to stay in the thread of fiction, which often sometimes threading in a bit of fantasy with real emotions might be easier as a metaphor, as a way, a venue to kind of express real deep emotions. And I love that you did that, because I think I often do that as well. So I can kind of see the benefit of doing that. And I also really loved, and I don't want to steal all the lines, but I really loved when you spoke of the fireflies gathering when she appears. I thought that created such beautiful images, and even though it was a darker, you know, a more stark, somber piece, it still created that magical and enchanting type image with those fireflies gathering. Really well done, Hatter. Thank you.
No, thank you very much.
And Black and Tor, what do you think?
Yeah, I like the idea of kind of like, it's not really an outside observer, but, you know, knowing what's going on and watching as, you know, someone tries to steal her thunder, clip her wings, as it were. That thought is very relatable and painful as a metaphor, as well as, you know, if you really did have dating someone that had wings and watched them get cut off, I guess. But, you know, it's really an emotional piece in that regard. It digs very deep. There's a lot of layers to what you could attach to that thought. And then even the fireflies, only because of, I guess, Disney, it makes me think a little more of Tinkerbell than anything. But, you know, the whole piece in general has a very bonded feeling to it of, you know, watching someone in pain and not being able to do anything about it, which is always, you know, a special hell for me. So, you know, I really enjoyed it, Hatter. I thought it was gorgeous.
Thank you, Rack.
Excellent comment, Rack. And I want to say hi to Titus on the board. I thank you. And I will be dropping you after Pretty Bird. And speaking of Pretty Bird, your comment?
Oh, Hatter. You know, I always, you know, I love the Mad Hatter, because he always makes me laugh. He's just this quirky little guy. And you just broke my heart, because this is the story of how he went mad. And I am absolutely loving the way you did that. I mean, that last stanza, you know, I know only of a future to be alone, till death to be set free, to know of things not ever so sad, mistaken in tales, I'll always be mad. You just completely, like, now I'm going to have to, every time I think of the Mad Hatter, I'm going to have to be like, all right, that's fine. I know the truth now. You know, because, and it was a wonderful, whimsical tale of, you know, what could have driven him loopy. And it's just heartbreaking and beautiful. So I love this.
Yeah, heartbreak can kill.
That's true.
Yeah, Hatter's so animal, dark tonight. Hatter, I'm giving you a virtual hug.
Thank you.
He's like St. Valentine with the beheaded. Love can kill. I'm giving you a big hug, virtually.
Thank you.
I'm giving you buffalo wings.
Adam, I did not forget about you. What do you think about the poem?
I really want some buffalo wings. No, just anyway, no, you know what? I hate to, dang, she beat me to it. Arr, that's my favorite thing, pretty word. that was my favorite thing I pulled from it, was that, because I felt it coming, and then he did it, and he gave me the backstory of the mat, like the hat. Like, he told me the origin of why he's nuts, and I loved it. And I was like, ah, yes, and it was because of love, which makes me love it even more. You know, it's like, oh, I already find that Mad Hatter endearing. Maybe more the Johnny Depp Mad Hatter, I don't know. But, and then to make it because of, you know, and the, I don't know if it's sort of, I mean, I don't know the in-depth in Alice in Wonderland, but is this like sort of fan fiction-y in a way? Because he told this whole interesting, it was really immersive. Like, I was there in their world in this tale. Like, oh, there was like a war between this race, apparently, that is separate, that the Hatters are of some sort, you know, and like his wife was a part of them and went to kind of avenge and died in that fighting because they had all been wiped out, and then goes to join them, and then he's the last one, you know, around. And I love too, Sky, like you pointed out, it spoke to me. There was like a twinge in my brain and body when the fireflies, because he's connecting us to that world through a tangible thing that we already relate to in our world. And it gives like a mythos fact, like a thing, a cause, and like, that's why the fireflies are lighting up. Oh, it was gorgeous, Hatter, and man, hats off to the Hatter.
Thank you. Yeah, you got it all. And the meanings that was there, she couldn't live but in the past. Now the Hatter has to live in the future because, you know, they killed his wife.
I think you have a fan, Hatter.
I think so. Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
excellent comment, Adam. And Wayne.
Yes, this is the wonderful performer, Jadder. I didn't know you were such a lover and emotional one at that. I'm used to your internal rhyme, and this is a wonderful four-line stanzas and ABAB rhyme scheme and great storyline. And I like the line where it says, "Our eyes I see in the sky of stars." That's a wonderful line. I really like this poem a lot. You did. You wore your emotions in this poem. Showed them well. Did a good job writing it. Scott did a good job reading it. And it's a wonderful masterpiece.
Yeah.
Great job, Heather.
Yeah. Thanks, Wayne. Yeah. Thank you, Sky.
Thank you for bringing it. I love Alice in Wonderland. And Pretty Bird is next.
Okay.
It's been a while.
It has. Me and Early are not friends. So, you know, since it's a special occasion and all. But this is Inseparable Eternal, and it's a burn stanza or a standard happy or one of my favorite rhyming schemes. And it goes like this. I celebrate the joys life brings, cry through all the saddest things, yet throughout all these happenings, you are there. When the broken arrow stings, we still share. You still give me consolation when I fall short of expectation. If I should lose negotiation, you hold me. In overindulgent celebrations, you scold me. When you call me to your side, I heed the call, I must abide. Our yearning seems to coincide, we're in sync. When my heart is cold inside, it's you I drink. Through the hot and through the cold, there through all the days of old, tomorrow's journey is not yet told. I know you're there. There is no other hand to hold. My soul I bear. End poem.
Love it. I love listening to you read your number one SoundCloud stalker, Sky Dark Home. not gonna lie. this is beautiful. I love how you write, where was I? Our yearning seems to coincide, we're in sync, and I love that because I think there's that little, when you listen to music, your heart beats in sync with it, right? And I always think about being with another person, how your heartbeats could sync with each other, as well as your everyday, as there's things like finishing each other's sentences or knowing somebody so well, you know they're going to forget their keys or those little tidbits and those little things you get used to kind of being the second half of a person and being there for them. And again, that cold and then the thirst quenched with the drinking, I thought that was beautiful. And the thought of tomorrow's journey is not yet told. So even though we're never going to know what's going to happen, dated from now, an hour from now, a lifetime from now, but to have that knowledge and that belief and that security that someone else is going to be there, that they're there to collect your soul as you lay it bare, is such a beautiful thing. And I think it roots it back to one of the earlier lines where you say you still give me consolation. So I think that this is such a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
And I like you bring in all the emotions. You even bring in sadness. And I think that's sorry, I was done my comment, but then I started going on. But I think that when I love when you're with someone, you can don't have to hide those different emotions. So I also like how you bring in those sadder emotions at the beginning. All right, now I'm done, I think. Really well done.
Thanks.
And raconteur.
Yeah.
Your thought?
Didn't I comment already?
I was the first commenter.
I'm losing my mind here.
Nope.
Are you all right?
No, I think he did. I think he did.
No, he didn't. He's my first mm-hmm. caller. So I've called on him first every time.
Oh.
Pretty Bird just
okay.
read. I commented. Yeah, so I always call commentators
gotcha.
In the order of which they called. Unless I unless I make money, then I mix them up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this isn't the first time she's made me lose my mind. I'm going to blame it on her for the moment. I'm sorry, Pretty Bird.
You're fine.
Do you want me to come back to you? I'll come back
yes,
to you.
Please.
Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah.
Yes, I'll come back to you. Hatter?
Yeah, it would be all well and good, very mushy, very warm-footed, but she's talking about chocolate, right?
Yes.
She warned us before. Yeah, I thought it was expressed well. Yeah, you can plug that into a lot of things.
Well, not really. Chocolate melts at a low temperature. Body heat, if I'm not mistaken. There's your facts, guy.
Thank you, Hatter. Excellent comment. When did she warn us? Did I miss the warning? I'm reading the author's notes now.
Am
I didn't think it was about chocolate. I thought it was me. I didn't realize. Yeah,
you.
In your facts.
No,
yeah.
But I wrote
Man.
It that way on purpose, you know, because, food is my emotional support animal, and chocolate being my very best friend. And so, you know, it doesn't matter what mood you're in. It never lets you down, you know what I mean? So it's not so much that I, you know, love chocolate. It's just, yeah, I can count on very few fingers people in my life that have never let me down. And so, you know, it was just an ode to all the good stuff.
So what, I know that dark chocolate is the only one that triggers all these other things, but what is your favorite kind of chocolate?
Oh, it depends on my mood. I would say anything that's got a little bit of salt in it because it kicks up that chocolate flavor. I'm actually not a big, super dark chocolate fan. Like, I can't do bitter chocolate. I can't, like, anything above 72%. It's like, I know it's got a lot of actual health benefits, too. But if I can't get it past my gullet, it ain't going to make me happy.
It's funny.
But,
My friend actually went to Belgium and commented that he liked American chocolate better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I can be friends with him.
Disappointing, isn't it? It's like, seriously?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I went to England and I thought their chocolate was better. And, you know, I can say that. But I have to agree with you, sweet. Salt, like salted caramel, absolutely wonderful.
You called me sweet, but it's okay. I still love
you. Know,
I'm sorry. I am like
sweet
really
treats.
Sorry.
Chocolate,
it's my first
sweet.
Time back, okay? We're talking about sweet chocolate. Pretty Bird, you know. Okay.
She's not used to calling her sweet.
I know. I'm sorry.
You hit the B word more often, if I'm not mistaken.
This is
oh, my gosh. All right, Adam, save me with a comment. I'm calling people by their wrong name. I'm just getting back into the swing of things here.
This is a great dupe, but definitely, like Hatter said, you could plug it into anything, and it could work with, you know, whatever your thing is. I love the idea, you know, that you ran, you know, what anyone would think, you know, that anyone would feel this was about their, you know, significant other, and it's perfect. But it's funny because it's like, yes, it's about chocolate, and then you just think it's chocolate, and it still works just as well. I love that it's there when you're a jerk. It's there when you're, you know, need to calm you down. It's there for celebrations. It's there for this, that. It is just great, and it's this true thing, and that's, you know, great chocolate is honest. It's all it can be. it's a good go-to. And I too am a emotional eater, or have a food spot. And I unfortunately got to like unwork that a little bit, and tame that fault, and that which for me is an unhealthy habit. But I'm sure it can be tamed into a more manageable fashion, right? You know, it's like, chaos isn't always bad. A little focus, a little bending, a little fitting, chaos can work for things and be manageable. But chocolate, yeah. Oh my God, I like the salt in my sweet. So I agree. You know, like I've seen like the sea salt milk chocolate, and like, oh man, there's all kinds of great ones. The orange and chocolate, and then like, of course you add layers of depth with like caramels and chocolate, and then you're marrying things like, you know, adding nutty flavors, like adding nuts, literally adding nuts. My mouth is watering. I'm just gonna end comment.
A little bit. See, I like fancy chocolates and I like plain chocolates, but if I am sad, if I am heartbroken, if I am going to eat a fistful of chocolate, it is Hershey's Kisses and crunchy peanut butter, and it has to be the Hershey's Kisses because they're bite-sized, and
ooh,
I can eat as many as I want. Yeah, and I'm telling you, that is my I'm depressed, I need to cheer myself up chocolate, just
so,
because it reminds me of all good things. Funny little chocolate factoid, since I might as well toss that in the mix of learning. If you eat 4 Hershey's Kisses before bed, it's only, I forgot how many grams of carbs, and so you're not going to break anything. And B, it helps you sleep, because that 4 of them is enough soothing. And anybody that I know has tried it, it's not just me. I'm like, listen, try this. If you're having trouble getting to sleep, eat 4 of them, you know, as you're sitting there watching TV or doing whatever you do before bed, and you'll be out before you know it, because it really calms you down. Who the heck knew? Do not take it for anxiety, because that's what happened to me, and the results are not good.
Forget the melatonin. Pretty Bird's got the answers.
And chocolate does not give you those crazy melatonin dreams.
Do they give you crazy dreams?
They give crazy, crazy psychedelic genes to everybody I know that has taken them, like my kids and stuff. Well, when my kids were little, they didn't care. But if you're trying to sleep as an adult, it you don't get the rest.
What were you saying, Rex?
Based on her facts about the effects of chocolate on the body, I would say it's not a coincidence that you can describe a encounter with chocolate in the same fashion as an encounter with a lover. You know.
Well, you know, a girl has to know what she likes.
And there are a lot of parallels to you know the thought process. You know, on the one hand, I call them you know bait and switch because you know you think one thing and your mind is focused on and then you're really just you know aha that's not really what I'm talking about. But you know it really is almost the same thing. You know the emotions behind it are the same. The feelings that are generated are the same. That's why you're able to describe it in such a way that people believe that that's what you're talking about when it's not, even if it's not. You know? I believe it's more that, you know, well, it's not that I'm not talking about it, it's that it can apply to both.
Excellent comment, Rock. Thank you. And, did you want to add anything to the comment, Rex? Was that your comment? Because I was coming back to you.
That was my comment.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure I didn't want to cut you. And Wayne.
Yes. I'm just tickled death. Nobody stole the theme of my comment. What better to love on Valentine's Day but chocolate? Today's Valentine's Day, and it's a chocolate day of all days. Nice to hear your voice again. Your voice is so sensual. I think I'll get excited after I eat chocolate now from now on. You did a great job of this. Today's the chocolate day of all days. So get your chocolate hearts and your chocolate rabbits. And nobody mentioned Valentine's Day with the chocolate poem. So I'm glad nobody stole my comment. Good job.
Like a Pavlov's effect.
I'm so glad you called. You're welcome.
I'm so glad to hear your voice again.
I know. I'm always on too early, and Pretty Bird's always on too late. We're going to have to figure something out.
Yes, we are.
You can always
be
right
with me. Pretty Bird, thank you so much. I'm sorry for calling you sweet, but I love you just as much. Thank you for the poem.
Not like I'm offended. You're good.
And you can keep the facts coming as long as you want. You could just start spouting them out in between poems. That's absolutely fine. I love them. I absolutely love them. All right. Titus is on the board. I want to give him a shout-out. Please get well soon. I hope for a fast recovery. It's not a happy time. I know that. So please get well soon. And I'm going to go ahead and press play. I'm going to redo the studio. And then we're going to drop Wayne. And I'm just refreshing because I put him in after. So, but while I'm refreshing, Pretty Bird, do you have anything that you want to plug?
Nope.
Kraken Tour, do you have anything you want to plug?
The end of the month, my show's going to be, how do I put it, the quote that you brought to mind the other night from Night's Tale. You've been weighed, you have been measured, you have been found wanted, come back when you're worthy.
Yeah. So, that sounds fun. And that's on our Team of Voices?
Yeah, that's
on the Team of Voices on the 28th.
Thank you. 28.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Awesome. And Hatter, do you have anything you want to plug?
Let's see. We got Three Piece show on Thursday. AP Taylor, myself, and Deborah Lee on Saturday. And the prompt is Bond. Bond.
Oh, I like that prompt.
James Bond. Yeah, I like it. A little Valentine's Day, too, because how are you bond together? While we're on the subject, I'm off this weekend, so there will be no storyboards over at Poetic Slice because I'm going out for the weekend. I'm going to see a comedian and going to be with friends. But the
and it's not me.
It's not. Nope. Yeah, it's not. So, and then for the week after, I'm back with storyboards, and we are continuing my alien theme with my stepmother's an alien. So a little bit of Allison Hannigan, Seth Green, mini style. But, all right. You could write any of the theme scenes, characters, quotes, as always. All right. Let's get Titus on here. Here we go.
One beautiful timepiece. One beautiful timepiece splendidly preserved, the timeless possession that loved would outlast. For a decade or more with a parting observed, and a love interaction that folktale would cast. A mourning period holds an emptiness inside, and love has been held for as long as it takes. Hopes keep the cogs moving, slowly to abide death, my life has accounted many mistakes. Indeed, as it was no one's concern, I'll survive. Such is time to suspend this much of my faith. For the good we put into it, love would revive the blessing of God to keep us and love safe. Oh, beautiful timepiece. Seems this immaculacy which has distributed much ugliness elsewhere, beyond the lower reaches of banal. Compare distance from anywhere else, it ails inaccuracy. Provenance was conceived, it's now defamatory. From what I've heard, this absurd fact of life slowing down the clock that is found auditory to movement, keeping with continuous strife, that beauty is supine with it being skin deep. If something time can allow to have bestowed upon capture, I've incensed upon it stowed towards others, then my happiness shall keep. Beauty for duty's sake confined to any season. Distinction not yearning, but learning to shine, to comprise singling out a gift for any reason. Must enclave this heart berating to this shrine.
Right, so as many of you might have noticed, I don't know why I did not have the right link, but what we're going to do is we're going to have Pretty Bird comment because I know she can handle it and I know she's brilliant, and I'm going to upload the right one in there. I did love the poem. I would make more of a comment, but I'm going to try to get the right one in there while Pretty Bird's commenting. Pretty Bird, thank you so much for being amazing.
I spent half that time trying to figure out what I hit wrong because it didn't match myself. So, but you know, Titus, I absolutely love the way you weave words and the construct, the human construct of time. And when you write, I can't speak for y'all, but for me, especially when it's not just the way you write, but the way you read it as well. If you remember those cartoons where like somebody is sleeping and they smell food and then they like get dragged like floating across the way in their sleep to do the food, that's kind of how I float over the way you write and the lyrical nature of your verbiage and the gentleness with which you turn a phrase. And it's just lovely. You can say something in complete opposition of the way I see something, and I don't care. It's beautiful. I'm right there with you. We are good. I can forget exactly what I thought of something because you keep me just completely enmeshed in the emotion with which you put pen to paper. So it's beautiful. I've got to go back and find which poem that was so I can give you a proper comment.
Thank you, Pretty Bird. I appreciate you.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, thank you. I'm not quite there yet, I'm almost there. So if you want to say comments or you can just talk about anything, I'm almost there. And I have to mute myself while I'm doing it because apparently my clicking is too loud. So,
okay.
I'm not using my mouse. I'm not using my mouse, and my laptop is making a lot of sounds. Hatter said that it was really making, you could hear it through, so I have to mute myself. So, Pretty Bird, Rackentor, Hatter, you've got the floor for like a minute. It's almost done. It's just kind of, I'm just uploading it now.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, I think the idea of preserving a timepiece falls in line with talking about love, because, you know, in a way, you know, love is like a time capsule. You know, the way Titus writes, like you said, it's easy to kind of, I won't say shoehorn that thought into it, because I don't think I'm that far off from the idea, but, you know, it's something that I think he sees in a lot of things. You know, people look at things and see a certain perspective, and he's able to pick out love in the way some people pick out beauty in nature. And I think that's what differentiates his writing from a lot of other people's writings, because you could tell when he looks at something that he sees it in a way that's a little different, and it means that to him. I thought it was beautiful, Titus.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going over this, and I am heartbroken. Like, I am welling up reading this this poem, like falling into it fully. And my goodness, Titus, the way you write. Yeah, I can't. I am not that girl. I'm all jagged and rough and. You know, if you're going to feel something when I write, I tend to, like, pull your guts out and make you look at them. And you're all gentle, and I'm still eviscerated. It's just beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh. And he's on the board just giving us information. He said that long-distance love was 15 years late. 15, that's a long time to not lose love, to not lose the hope of that one day, you know, and that, to me, that's a beautiful thing. That's the kind of love you find in fairy tales, not real life. How beautiful is that?
Yeah, the poem that I brought coincidentally was about, you know, that idea of, you know, 15 years or forever. You know, I spoke of it in the negative because that was my experience, but. You know, to be able to hang on to it for 15 years is what you would expect for, you know, what they call true love. And I think that's the difference between love and true love, you know. If it's like true love, it can last 15 years and not fall apart, as opposed to, you know, the idea of, you know, that bond, that throwaway thing that some people have, you know, from one night stands or whatever, and they want to try and call it love.
Okay, you guys are wonderful. Did I ever tell you that? Yeah. So,
you started it.
I don't. Yeah. So I think I've got it. My computer. So I got some. If you remember correctly, my laptop is terrible, but I got a new computer. But I lost the charging cord to my keypad, so I'm using the awful laptop now again. But I think I've got it. I'm like, why doesn't this have batteries, right? And I can't use my keypad on my new computer because I was all spiffy and got a wireless keyboard that I have to charge. All right, so I noticed some lovely person wrote all the names in the studio. Was that you, Pretty Bird?
It was. I'm not anal, it's fine.
Are you in? I thought it was because you just loved me. Are you still in the studio?
I am.
Can you press M? It just says M. I don't know why, but that's what I put it in as. I hope it's the right one. My computer is on the fritz because I tried to do multiple things while on air, and it doesn't like that. If I try to open too many tabs, it gets tab mad, right? It gets really angry at me. But I think this is the right one. I hope so. I couldn't check it. So if it's not, we'll stop it right away and we'll figure it out. But I think it is.
M, do you have permission to play M?
Okay. Here it is. Oh, there it was. Okay. Apparently my computer's not liking me either. Give me 1 second. It decided to get rid of it.
Okay, I got it. I got
because,
it.
You know, blog talk.
I'm off
here it is.
I'm off
you
the Fritz. I've got it.
Okay.
We'll get it together sometime. Okay.
In worship of you, my love, to separate you from others, my love, transfixed, the center of my world has kept, amid the varietal merlots, faith you up above, for if I had, I'm sorry, not to make you blush, it isn't wine, for the blood of Christ is thine to climb, a persimmon tree, I need not rush, for was it not the cross I bear, you'd lift me up from the lowly reaches, blessing you did sup, which held the flame, it seems the devil wept, to liberate my freedom, leaf-fibered raffia, not sangria, to escape what has troubled me. You are by far valued more than saffron spice. Given the brandy offered does pack a punch. My eyes are red, my love for you, confrère. Each garnet does create a loyalty to suffice, I say. A ruby would for all time be never wise. Become you, as your blood did guide his rise. Pimiento berries scatter. Chiefly as a reminder, the lava lily flare, it would help me find her.
Absolutely wonderful. And I'm so glad we were able to get the right one in there. And I do apologize for that. Really well done. They both were. I wish I had time to comment on the first one. Because as I was trying to locate the link, I was listening to it, and they were both absolutely beautiful. Your language is always, I mean, I'm sure you hear it all the time, but the way that you write, I would say, I don't know, the word I want is vintage, but I don't even think that's the right word, but you have a very vintage style. I know that you write many different sonnets and things of that nature, and it has an old world kind of feel, and it's so delicate in its approach. Your language, you know, it isn't wine for the blood of Christ is thine to climb the permission tree. I need not rush, and of course you read it way better than I just did. It's absolutely brilliant the way that you speak of love here, and actually any subject is romanticized in just the nature of your writing. And I can't, when you started speaking of, when you brought the precious stones, I think that was my favorite part. There were a few precious stones that you brought in here. You know, you brought in the garnets and the rubies, and I really loved when you brought in the saffron spice. I think this whole section was very rich in description, and I think it was my favorite, especially with the brandy offered. It was, you can taste it. Really, really well done. And, yeah, excellent piece. Thank you so much. And I liked the approach. And I did say it could be any type of love, not just relationship. So I'm so glad that you took that idea and you went with the idea of faith and kind of broadened out that appreciation and that love and relationship. Really well done. And raconteur, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, when someone thoughtful picks a subject like this, I mean, dare to say, you know, it feels like, you know, it must have been easy for them to write about it. That's the impression we get from from you, I guess, Titus. It just feels natural. And again, you know, it flows beautifully, your words and chant.
Thank you so much, Rack. And Hatter?
Unmuted.
Hatter dropped. I'm going to go to, I think I have to bring him back on. I'm going to go to Pretty Bird next.
Okay. Well, since you mentioned gemstones, I'm going to go there because I have a thing about garnets. It is my favorite description of what is my favorite of all stones, the true, deep, dark, cruel-colored garnet. It's just a stunning thing to use in many factions of metaphor. My eyes are red, which is indicative of crying, and each garnet does create a loyalty to suffice, I say, a ruby would for all time never be wise. You know, yeah, I like garnets. This poem is so multi-layered because you dedicate this to your wife, and for the life of me right now, I cannot remember if she is still with us or not. And there is this kind of beauty in the strength of love and a yearning, and that it's almost I'm at a loss for words, which is, as you know, embarrassing to me. Yeah, but these lines, this to liberate my freedom, leaf fibered raffia, not sangria, to escape what has troubled me. And not to pull it out of anything, you know, that is faith-bound. But there is a wistful nature to that, to me. That, and I get that raffia is used to make baskets and whatnot, and probably paper. So if I was poetically minded, which you would think I would be like, you know, writing it out and not drinking. But it seems a lot more earthen than that to me, to try to break free from, you know, the cage of where your mind is or your heart is or whatever whatever that trouble is that you're trying to escape. And there's a delicate, I was going to say delicacy, but that's not the word that I'm looking for. There's a delicateness to the way you write that leads us to this thought or that thought. And neither one of them is incorrect. And there is a beauty in that. It's kind of what makes poetry magic, that I could be reading this now and Adam could be reading it and Hatter could be reading it and we will see something completely different. And there's beauty that is birthed in the way a reader's experiences kind of color your words. And you write so delicately. And I know I keep on saying that. I've been saying it forever. But you do. You have this lexicon that is just wonderfully vast. And, you know, me being the word nerd that I am, I absolutely love your precision of language. And the fact that you do it, and if I am not mistaken, I do believe this is iambic pentameter, the bane of my existence. I cannot for the life of me write that way. It's just stunning. It is stunning in its form, and it's stunning in its structure. It is stunning in its verbiage. It is stunning in the emotion that you kind of pull through our skin as we read it. It's just beautiful.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Pretty Bird. And Hatter.
Yes, I've got a technical crisis here. I had my browser's not working or something. I'm not able to follow or do anything right now. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to go to Wayne next.
Yes, excuse me. If Titus is like a college professor giving a lecture, I don't usually comprehend the entire scope of what he says, but when the lecture's over, I become a better individual. I can never be the professor, but I can enjoy the experience of the sermon and the wisdom of the words. I hope I pass the class. Great job, Titus.
Okay, that's something that I'm aspiring to. I'm just going to say, if I can make anybody, one person on one occasion, say that you know, it's something like that about something I write, then I will consider myself a poet.
Think you're a poet.
Isn't that true? Isn't that true?
Okay. I thank you, Titus, so much. And I'm sorry?
Adam's
not here anymore. Adam dropped. I appreciate it, the rack, the reminder. Adam dropped.
Sorry.
I'm going to put, thank you, Titus, again, and it was lovely to hear it too. I have a SoundCloud by Arcana, and then I would like, Wayne, I don't have a poem from you, but you're welcome to put a love poem on the board. We're cutting a little close. We might have to go over a little bit. We're just so happy to be back. All right, I'm going to press play. The poem's on the board. Wayne, if you have something you want to share, put it on the board as well, the board directly, and we'll get that read. And thank you guys so much. So here we go.
Kindling the cradle of a kindred kiss, a radiant dawn shines glowing embers that ride the breeze in sun-drenched bliss to fan the flames of burning desire. This dance is twirled in yearning whispers, spoken with promises of blossoming romance, in softly sung spells of charming enchantments, beside heavenly harmonies from choirs of angels, rejoicing in shimmers of sparkling sincerity, wishes drift gently on columns of clouds, gracefully gliding through sapphire skies to glisten like diamonds among the stars, upon perfumed petals that entwine emotions. Such joy be felt when bathed in passion, sinking into the arms of an endearing embrace, to rise upon wings of ascending euphoria, in fluttering flights of deepening delights that soar on sighs with a feathered caress, weaving silk strands, binding lovers together, joyously singing sweet, soulful serenades, inviting endearment to infatuate the mind, cascading adulation amid showers of flowers, swimming in thoughts of amiable abandon, immersed beneath waves of drowning devotion. Of all the fantasies that float in dreams, one reigns majestically in realms of reality, admired with reverence for its regal splendor, haunting our hearts with the power of love.
Unmuted.
Guys,
it was still going, Hatter. I was unmuted. It was still going. The music was still, I was letting it play out. Thank you, though. So we are going to go off air in a minute. I'm going to get comments, but before I go off air, you know what? I'm going to say my thank yous after because I don't think I can say them so quickly. We are going off air, but you could listen to the playback if you want to hear the rest of the comments. I thought this was a brilliant piece. I really loved the music behind it. It was very wavy. I don't know how, you know, if that's the right description, but I felt the waves coming in and like a transcendence kind of dance. I loved the beginning with the seeming alliteration. It had a little bit of relation, but it was a trick too, but because with the sea, with the cradle, you know, kindling the cradle of kindred kiss, the wonderful way to open with that beautiful alliteration, and then all the way through to fan the flames of burning desire. There was just such wonderful undertones of love and sensuality and rejoice, and using the word that he used, it was like rejoicing. And this stands it right here, the rejoicing and shimmers and sparkling sincerity. It really swayed with its language, with the descriptions. And, I mean, he didn't over... and throughout all of it, I know I'm sticking with the alliterations, I really thought that the way that it was put together, because of those, not overuse, but just those subtle nuances, really made the piece just very smooth, along with his verbiage. It was a waving silk strands binding lovers together. Gorgeous, gorgeous images and speaking of the relationship between two people. And by the time he got to the power of love, I was definitely invested. And I was ready to scream it from the hilltops as well. Really well done. I don't think I've read much of their work, and I'm going to have to definitely check out their page. Rack and Tour, what do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was gorgeous. I know I sound like a broken record, but, you know, there's not much more you could say.
Thank you, Rack and Tour. And Pretty Bird?
Pretty Bird.
Oh, yeah, okay, I was muted, my bad. I like never am, but my kids were all up in here like messing with me. So, yeah, I was just talking away. Anyways, let me start by saying love the name Arcana Amor, which is secret love, which is kind of lovely. And you know, it's just a beautiful, like I said, I love words. So loving the name, kudos to you. Okay, I am all things, you know, bird. So I am, which is funny because I don't really like, I'm a dog person, not a bird person, but in words, I love the idea of everything a flutter. So this whole stanza, in fluttering flights of deepening delight that soar on sighs with a feathered caress, weaving silk strands, binding lovers together, joyously singing sweet, soulful serenades. There is a kind of unifying feeling, these little strands that kind of weave a nest of emotion that's kind of interwoven between two people. And this whole piece kind of does that. It kind of just weaves together all these beautiful little nuances, you know, the promises of blossoming romance, the shimmers of sparkling sincerity. And, you know, and there's that thing. If you meet somebody and you're in that whole, and I'm finger quoting, honeymoon phase, where you're trying to get to know each other, and both of you are in the same place and nobody's playing anybody, there is a true joy that comes with learning every little thing, whether they are pancakes or waffles or donuts versus donut holes. You know, all those little things kind of make you giddy. All the little ways you know somebody, those little nuances of knowing. And I think that this kind of lead you into that feeling very well.
Thank you so much, Pretty Bird. And Hatter?
Yeah, I love the words that he was using, especially at the end, haunting our hearts with the power of love. Haunting. That's an appropriate word in both scenarios. Ken, and I apologize for ruining the end of that. I thought I couldn't hear anything. Sorry, Sky.
Oh, it's okay. It was just music. It's all right. You had my back. You were fine. Thank you, Hatter. And Wayne?
Yes, Adam has created another touching piece of art. I don't see why they let me in the same pool as the poets I've heard tonight, where all I can do is muddy the water of greatness. This is a wonderful production of One's Love for the Dream. Great verbiage, wonderful storyline of his love. You did a great job of this. Good job, Adam.
Answers are arcana. Thank you. Thank you so much, Wayne. And Wayne, you don't have a love poem for me? You don't have something you want to throw up?
I didn't. I got several, but I didn't dig them up. I just want to come in here by this poem tonight. Just kind of hanging back. Take it easy.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
See, he's okay. Not sharing a poem, but he's sharing the love.
I love it. I was going to bring a poem, but now we're out of time.
I got to put my post if you'll read it. But I'll take that to you. Well.
Just remember, it's TV13, Wayne.
It's a hard one to read. I'll do it next time.
If you want me to you want me to read it for you, you said?
Yeah, I was going to say, would you read this poem here that I wrote? But I'd be doing it as a joke. Here's the poem right there. It's going to be the front page today.
I can try. We are PG-13.
It's G-rated. It's just hard to read.
All right. Well, I will let you know. I usually pre-read. So hard to read. Yeah. I'm going to try to do it, and we're gonna figure it out together, I guess.
Okay.
Ooh. Let's see. Who wants to take on that? I don't know if I can do that. All right. All right. There's a challenge for you.
This is Buzzard Beware by Wayne Jett. Big black buzzard breaking bones, begging brothers behold, bleach blackened background beyond flaring beach, biting, burping, belching, bloating by beauteous bird. Becoming blinded, boastfully bulging, back into spelled, became badly bubby, barely budged, poor bleaky fungal, behind besieged, belligerent, beleaguered, bold, beaded, bedeviled bowman. Began buffet bumble, brought badly beaten, buzzard before bypassed. Brigade built bright bonfire, bypassing bad bile byproduct before brunch. Bowman buttered, basted, begun braising, baking, blackening. Best big, beautiful, butteraceous, baked, butchered, bitten bird bites, burnt breakfast, behold. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Perfect job.
I was, great job. I was like, I don't know about that. That's a lot of bees happening. Hey,
it was a little
tight
with me.
Pretty Bird, since you did such a fabulous job reading, do you want to make the first comment?
Butchered, bitten bird bites. I should be offended. No, you know what? It is not easy at all to write anything that has that every first letter is the same. I did one for an M because somebody's like, well, I bet you can't do it. And I was like, yeah, watch this. And it is not easy. It is, and mine was not even half this long. So more power to you. And I love, thank you for putting punctuation because I wouldn't have been able to discern the end of any thought. So I love that these are actual, like, individual sentences. So that's awesome. Sorry if I butchered the beginning, but this is funny. Oh, you're awesome. Thank you.
On and off. Well, let me say my comment first. This is just fun. It's so much fun. I did a couple of these fun alliteration things, and the thing with this is, if you do a whole poem like this for fun, it becomes easier when you're putting in those subtle nuances into your regular poetry to bring in alliteration, because you've had so much fun playing with it and doing things like this. And it's not easy to keep, like, a thought when you're so limited on the words that you can choose. So kudos to you with that. I wouldn't even begin to quote this. Congratulations on writing it, and Pretty Bird, you're my hero. Really, please, thank you for bringing it, Wayne. Raconteur, your thoughts.
Technical difficulties.
Hatter, your thoughts.
This was utterly beautiful. It reminds me of that crapper caper out of Cleveland. Anybody remembers that? Probably not. Well, John Carson did.
Thank you, Hatter. I do not. Thank you, Hatter. And Raconteur, are your technical difficulties settled?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Wayne. Oh, my gosh. You guys are so much fun. I have a lot of thank yous to give. Where am I going to give? Okay. I want to thank Raconteur, Hatter, Sweet Pea, Adam, Pretty Bird, Titus, Arcana, Steven, and I think that somebody's technical. Hold on. Sweet Pea, thank you. Why don't I have her booked? I need to bookmark her poem. That's not good. I'm going to have to go back. Okay, because I didn't type any comments. I just bookmarked everybody who was on tonight, so I'm going to have to get that from her. Must not have taken. Thank you, and thank you, Rack, for being my memory today. I appreciate you guys. It's so fun. I love being back once a month. I was a little anxious today, but I'm glad we got through it. Happy Valentine's Day, right? Go have some wine. Go get some kisses.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Find a puppy. Snuggle with him. All right. That's about it. That's all I got, folks.
Good night, Sky.
Good night, Sky.
Good night. Good night. Good night. I am going... Hatter dropped and then came back again. What is happening? The line today is... Oh, I muted him. He's getting kind of crazy over there.
Good night, Evie.
All right. Yeah, Hatter's having a little bit of a hard time. So I am going to... What should we close out with? I didn't even... Maybe we should just
Lita
close
Ford,
out with...
Kiss Me Deadly. Lita Ford, Kiss Me Deadly.
I don't know if we have that. I think I'm going to close out with what we started with. That way I don't have to talk about anything new. and I love the song, so we'll just go with it. And I appreciate you guys. And, all right, here we go.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been, and now I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got no one to tell them. I climbed across the mountain.